For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to intern Mac joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Well, hello.
Hello. How's it going?
Very well.
Today is intern Mac's last day of his internship as a part of the Carson and Kennedy show. And we just wanted to talk a little bit with Mac, talk about his internship, what he learned, what he liked, what he didn't like, and then encourage other people to apply for an internship. We are looking for interns, and we'll tell you how you can apply in just a second. So, intern Mac, let's just talk about what did you love about doing the internship at Mix 104.1?
I would say the thing that I love most is getting to work with people, and I didn't really honestly think it would be, I've worked internships in radio in the past, and, you know, when you're working with callers, it's not always the best experience, but here it was honestly really wonderful. And getting to learn all the show regulars, getting to, you know, kind of help segue, I guess, people getting on air. And I mean, especially when we were doing like Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk, every time someone called in to donate, you know, for me, knowing I was like a small part of that was honestly really awesome. So that was probably my favorite part of it.
Oh, yeah,
you're making us cry now.
You worked at sports radio. Our listeners are a little different.
Yeah.
They're a little nicer.
People are definitely a lot more, you know, chilled out, so to speak. So thanks for not giving me a hard time, guys.
Now, intern Mac, we've watched a lot of interns over the years come through our show, and it's always kind of fun to see where they end up. We have a former intern, Adam Levine, who's now corporate digital for our parent company, Odyssey. We have an intern who works in promotions and marketing for our cluster down in Hartford. And I'm just wondering, you know, now that you've spent a little bit of time working in music radio, you're getting ready to go back to college. What do you think you're going to end up doing? Do you have any idea yet?
You mean like after college?
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely want to work in radio or just media in general. At first, I honestly thought sports media was the only path, but I think now, honestly, there are probably more paths, but definitely like some kind of job in entertainment. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just going to get narrowed down as I, you know, continue to progress through college, you know, find out what I really enjoy and frankly find out what I'm very good at. So
you're so well spoken for a young man, and I just love that about you. But I love that we were able to, because I know if you're a sports radio person, you are a sports radio person. And I love the fact that you came here with a wide open mind and allowed yourself to become kind of part of what we do here, and that you realize that that could widen your scope as to what you might want to do. And that's like half the battle of doing an internship, I think.
I was
you really embraced it all.
Thank you. I was definitely really fortunate to end up here. It's been really great. You know, I've always enjoyed music. I didn't really know anything about music radio before coming here. I never listened to it, but it was great. To be completely honest, like I was definitely blown away. I'm not gonna act like I wasn't like expecting anything coming into it, but like you don't really know. It's like it's just gonna be like my last job. Like, am I not gonna be as like interested as dialed in? But it was great. I got to get involved a lot more, so it was a blast.
Which one of us were you most intimidated by when you first got here?
Oh, definitely you, Dan, 100%.
Me? Why? It's always Kennedy.
Well, that's hilarious.
I'm so glad
it wasn't me.
That's because you look like Matt Patricia. He's a sports guy.
That is.
And I don't really talk to anyone unless they've been here for at least a month. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think it was probably just like Dan being like the first guy I talked to and just being like very nervous on my first day. Plus, I had actually talked to Carson before. Nice. So. Yeah, and then with Kenny, I just hadn't started talking to her yet, so I didn't know whether or not to be intimidated.
Well, you should be nervous. It's not too late to get fired.
Absolutely.
That's silly.
And with Intern Mac, we're doing something unique in that we have offered Intern Mac another internship next summer if he's interested. We've never done that before, Kennedy. We've never asked an intern to come back the following year.
Well, that's because they go get better jobs.
Yeah, that's probably true too.
I would have invited Jubu back in a second, but now she's the promotions assistant. She has a real job. She don't need us.
So what you're saying is that in a year I can come back and be your guy's boss.
Yes, that's probably true.
I wish you would, buddy. I wish you would. Come on with it.
You could come back and be czar of trivia.
Oh, ho. No one will ever win a game of Campy Kennedy again if that happens.
Only if Dan's on vacation, Bo. There was no one here to finesse your questions. So but they were rough.
They were tough. Sal was happy. Sal was finally happy with somebody that worked on our show. So intern Mac finishing up his intern, and the reason we wanted to talk to him also was just to let you know, if you have an interest in an internship here with our show, or you know somebody, we need somebody immediately. We have somebody coming in for the next semester, but we actually don't have anybody coming in for this semester. And I know it's last minute. A lot of people may already have it done. But if you've thought about it and you're like, hey, I want to take a shot at it, or you know somebody who wants to take a shot at it, please reach out to us immediately. You can drop us. You can drop me. Just drop me an email. It's Carson, K-A-R-S-O-N, at mix1041.com. And like I said, it's not too late for this school semester, too. So Carson, K-A-R-S-O-N, at mix1041.com. If you're interested in an internship for this semester, you know somebody is, or maybe a semester coming up next summer. It sounds like it's already booked with intern Mac. But again, drop me an email, Carson, at mix1041.com for that. And intern Mac, you are now officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Let's go.
Now get back to work.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Well, it is finally here, Kennedy.
It is
finally here. It is happening. Tomorrow's the big day. From 2 to 4, we're heading to Norwood, and we're taking all of our good vibes with us for the Ice Cream Karen Social. So if you missed the story, Danny is a 12-year-old who decided to set up shop in front of his house to sell ice cream. His mom said he wanted a job, and his mom's like, well, you're 12, so it's not like you can go to work at the factory, Danny.
Yeah, I can't go work the fields.
He's not working down at the dock. And so she said, why don't we do a little, you know, ice cream stand in front of the house? We like to make homemade ice cream, but you have to donate half of the money that you earn. And so that's what he did. He made ice cream. He sold it. And his brother Patrick plays for the Boston Bear Cubs, which is an adaptive ice hockey program. He donated $66 to the Bear Cubs program. He kept 66 bucks in his pocket for himself, which I heard he's going to use on Funko Pops and Jason Tatum collector cards. I don't know if that's true. I made that up.
You're speaking for your son. I don't know.
Speaking for himself.
I'm speaking for myself. Come on. And then he got a letter in the mail from the health department. Somebody, as John's told us for the Bear Cubs, somebody narked on him, Kennedy.
A knock.
Yes, that's what John said.
Yeah, somebody narked on him, and the health department said, you got to shut it down.
Just doing their jobs.
Yeah, they're just doing their jobs. We get it. Could you imagine having to take that call from that Karen?
No, like, I feel really badly for him.
Yeah, they got kind of put in a weird situation. So we're going to take that. We're going to do something positive on Saturday from 2 to 4. You stopped over at Furlong's Candies and Ice Creams yesterday, Kennedy?
I did. I decided, you know what? Let me just swing on by. I'd love to meet Nancy before we begin. So I went over there. They've been in that location for about a year, so it's still relatively new. It is gorgeous. It is huge. They have, you know, the section that they're going to use for, that they use for the ice cream. And then the indoor area is, you know, for all of their candies. I got to go take a tour. I got to see how they make all their candies from scratch.
Oh, Kennedy.
I got to meet all the people who are working there, and we talked about, you know, how we're kind of going to set it up. So it's going to be real easy. You know, they have like an outdoor window, you know, just like an ice cream shop does. So that's where we're going to do the ice cream part. And that's where we will serve the little bear cub sundae that's going to be chocolate ice cream, which is Danny's favorite, with little gummy bears on top, because bears, get it? And 50% of the ice cream proceeds from 2 until 4 will all go to the Boston Bear Cubs. And we are just hoping that you guys will all turn up, and show this young man and this incredible hockey team how much we support them and the work that they're doing by helping kids who might not be able to play on other hockey teams still get to play hockey and feel like a kid. And that's what we're here to do.
And Nancy did say that I could get behind the counter and scoop ice cream.
Well,
I've never worked a food industry job before. This would be my first time.
We're not trying to violate any more health department.
And that's why you probably won't, because they have an incredible staff of kids who are all like, you know, here for the summer. So they're all getting ready to go back to college. So don't forget to tip them too while you're there.
Kennedy just
but they are a well-oiled
threw
machine.
Her hand up in your face, Dan, and said, "Nope, you're not getting in our ice
well,
cream."
Kennedy, look at these forearms. They were built to scoop.
Let me just say that Nancy herself, the owner of Furlong's, said that she will not get behind there because she will just be a wrench in the works. That these kids have it down. They are a well-oiled machine. And they're super excited to meet everybody.
I want to see Dan in there scooping ice cream. I think Dan could do it.
What part of what I just said do you not understand?
Yeah, that's fine.
The show is a prison.
We are trying to move people through a line.
Thrive, Dan. Let Dan thrive.
Because I'm trying to move people through a line, you see. Fine. We're trying to make as much money as I can.
Scoops, Dan.
They call me Scoop Daddy.
So 23 Cottage Street, Norwood, Mass, from 2 to 4 tomorrow. And to everybody that has texted in and called in and emailed in, yes, you can come and hang out and donate and get some ice cream. Again, we'll be there from 2 to 4. There is plenty of parking. They got a big parking lot. Just come by to support. You can come by to make a donation. We're going to make it super simple to do. I was on the Furlong's Candies website, Kennedy. If you go to furlongscandies.com, you can see all the amazing things you were just talking about. But they've even got a little note up there. Furlong's Candies is hosting an ice cream social Saturday from 2 to 4. Again, 23 Cottage Street in Norwood. And hey, Dan, can we do this little treat that Kennedy brought us?
Absolutely.
There's a boy named Danny who wanted to make some dough, so he held an ice cream stand but was dealt a heavy blow when a Karen came along and had the whole darn thing shut down. So we came to the rescue and we want you to come round. It's the Ice Cream Karen Social happening this Saturday from 2 to 4 in Norwood at Furlong's Candies. They will donate half the proceeds to his brother's hockey team. So now for yummy ice cream, you scream, you scream.
Brilliant.
Got it.
Was Nancy just so pumped to be a part of this, Kennedy?
She is. There. I would be lying if I said they weren't a little nervous. They just want to make.
That?
Well, they just want to make sure it goes smoothly. They know that there's going to be lots of folks coming through.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
I got that.
I think
sure.
that they have a concern about making sure that they do their best. And I said, right. Don't you worry about front of house. I got front of house.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's complaining here. I promise. Mm.
Now our listeners are very nice.
We're all here for the same reason. If y'all can't make it, I can send you a donation link during that time. I know that some people just might not be able to make it but still want mm-hmm. to support, and we love you for that. We'll have a little QR code on site as well mm-hmm. if you want to make a donation that way. So we would just love to see you all. It's such a lovely place. Come by, get some ice cream, go inside, check out the candy. It's so good.
By the way, you know, we had so many people reach out to the Boston Bear Cubs over the past couple of days that it actually shut down their website, and they were grateful to everybody, but I just did want to let you know that their website is back up and operational as of this morning.
Yeah.
So if you want,
and I have a link directly to the PayPal, so we've got
right,
all ways for you to get there.
Yeah, they've got, if you go to bostonbearcubs.org, they have a donate link that's right there as well. And, you know, they explain everything they do as an adaptive youth hockey team. It's really pretty special what this organization does, allowing kids to get out on the rink and play competitive
hockey. And it's run by volunteers, hockey. Guys, so
right.
every little bit helps.
Right,
know?
Right. Yep, for sure. So again, we want you to come out and see us tomorrow, 2 to 4, Furlong's Candies and Ice Creams for our Ice Cream Karen Social. And then half the proceeds that we raise tomorrow from 2 to 4 with all the ice cream sales are going to go to the Boston Bear Cubs. So we'll see you tomorrow again, 2 to 4, and that's 23 Cottage Street in Norwood, Mass.
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, of course, streaming on the Odyssey app. Let's get to Kennedy's Dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Multiple arrests have been made in the death of Matthew Perry. Two doctors, the actor's personal assistant, and two others have all been charged with providing the ketamine that led to his death. Prosecutors allege that Perry's assistant and an acquaintance got their hands on a large amount of ketamine worth tens of thousands of dollars with the help of a drug dealer. We know Perry had publicly struggled with addiction over the years. He, of course, was found dead on October 28th of last year. An autopsy report later confirmed that he had passed away due to acute effects of ketamine. The actor's family has issued a statement following news of the arrest, saying, "We were and still are heartbroken by Matthew's death, but it has helped to know that law enforcement has taken this case very seriously. We look forward to justice taking its course." I got a text from Emily D. Baker late yesterday, saying, you know, all of this happened after I left. I wish we could have talked about it. So I'm sure we can, as we move forward, we'll be able to speak with her a little further about it once, once it all shakes out. But
kudos to them for getting that job done, right?
Yeah.
It would have been easy just to, like, let it go, right?
Yeah. I believe he was attached to a few other... There was a few other things that happened around that same time, and they felt that this was the work of, you know, a larger larger thing at play. So, in any event, it sucks, but there we are. As we discussed yesterday, Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars dropped a new song last night called "Die with a Smile." It had been rumored about for quite some time.
I'm so excited to hear it. Bruno doesn't miss.
Gaga confirmed the track yesterday with a post to social media, saying that she's going to be teasing even more music. She says, "While you wait for LG7, the nickname for her next album, a duet with Bruno Mars." She said, includes the two of them dressed up in an interesting sort of 70s country vibe style in red and blue. I don't know if this is going to appear in the movie Joker Fale Adu, but here it is. Here's at least a little bit of it. "Die with a Smile." If the world was ending, I want to be next to you. If the party was over and our time on earth was through, I want to hold you just for a while and die with a smile. If the world was ending, I want to be next to you."
Wow. That's amazing. That's lovely.
How could it not be with the two of them? My goodness. There's no way they can make a bad song.
I want to die with you, but I mean, just the sentiment. I understand the sentiment, but what an incredible sounding song.
Do you think that's going to be in the movie, if you had to guess?
It very much sounds like it could.
I know.
Yeah. Let's be honest. The relationship between the Joker and Harley Quinn is one dripping with love and death. So, you know, maybe.
The beat almost feels like more upbeat than I would expect for a Joker film
Yes, but there's such juxtaposition in that movie anyway.
Yep. Yeah.
Between, you know, so in
any I have a lot of trepidation about them making a sequel and turning it into a musical, and I love musicals, so I don't know how it's going to go.
What is the name of that song again, Kennedy? "Die With You"? Is that what you said it was?
It is called "Die with a Smile."
"Die with a Smile."
Oh, see, that's definitely
That's
Joker.
Very Joker.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
I mean, why would you release it just a few weeks before the movie comes out unless it is a part
I mean,
of
the
it?
Song sounds great.
And why do you put Lady Gaga in a movie if you don't have her sing some songs from the soundtrack?
For sure.
It's just dumb. So,
"Die with a Smile."
There we go. And the movie with Matt Damon and Casey Affleck, "The Instigators," is coming out. So what do you do to promote it? Well, you do a Dunks commercial. And not only that, but instead... So, obviously, commercials are a visual medium. However, play along with me here.
Sure.
So imagine, if you will, Casey Affleck wearing a Dartmouth sweatshirt, Matt Damon just being Matt Damon, walking into a Dunkin' location, with Dunks bags over their hands. And behind the counter, if you don't follow these guys, Tommy Guarino and Prosciutto Poppy, they do the It's Content. They're the guys that are behind the sandwich counter.
Yeah, they're all over all the time. Instagram
they're
and TikTok.
They're so funny, and they got them in this commercial, which I absolutely love. So here you go.
Put your bag on. Let's go. What's going on, buddy? How you doing? I got good news and bad news. The good news is he shifts over. The bad news is you can get robbed. You ever been robbed before? This is what it looks like.
I could see a hand. Einstein, I could see a hand.
Yeah, well, guess what?
I also have a gun.
Gun.
You got the gun. Two instigators here, huh? Busting chops.
It's been a long day, guys. What do you want? There's a whole line behind you.
Do a Boston cream and a large regular, please.
How about you, Dartmouth? You good?
You got me or not?
Yeah, I got
you. Take a strawberry frosted.
Whose genius idea was this? Which one?
We brought bags, so.
Yeah, I'm going to use it.
Better for the environment.
I love Tommy Guarino. He's so funny.
It's just so great. I just love that they, you know, it seems that they try really hard to use local folks when they do stuff, and I applaud them for it.
That movie came out, and it hasn't gotten, like, a ton of good reviews, I heard.
Well, so...
The commercial's good, Dan.
The commercial's fire.
Let's go.
We brought our own bags.
That's all I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Kayla from Quincy.
Hey, Kayla.
Hi, good morning.
Kayla, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. There she goes, leaving the studio right now, going into that soundproof booth. She won't be able to hear anything that is happening, Kayla. You have to get more right than Kennedy to win. If you tie her, that is a loss for you. I understand you have kids in the car, too. What are their names?
I have one daughter. Her name is Nell.
Nell. How old is Nell?
She is 7 months.
Oh, okay. Well, she's probably not talking yet, so I won't say hello.
She's not going to be a lot of help during this game.
She won't be much help.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Nicolas Cage is set to portray NFL icon John Madden in a biopic. Name the Nick Cage movie in which he goes on a mission to steal the Declaration of Independence.
National Treasure.
Disney's 1991 animated classic Beauty and the Beast tops the list of musical movies with the best songs. It's followed by The Lion King and Mary Poppins. In The Lion King, what is the name of Simba's father?
Mufasa.
Question number three. Penn Badgley posted a very demure, very mindful video of himself for his final day on the set of You. What is his character's name on that show?
Tom. I don't know that one.
You took a shot. I respect it.
Yep. Question number four. Ray Gunn, the viral breakdancing Olympian, went on social media to say she's bummed to have received hate online because she worked her butt off. She says she is thankful to have brought some joy into people's lives. Which country was Ray Gunn competing for when she went viral?
Australia.
And question number five. The Masked Singer announced themed nights for Barbie, Miley Cyrus, and Footloose on their upcoming 12th season, which premieres September 25th on Fox. Who won the original Masked Singer season?
I don't know.
How quickly we forget.
Yep.
I never watched it.
That's all right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Sounds like Nell is very vocal this morning.
Yes.
how dare you say,
I walked
Carson?
Away from her.
Yeah. How dare you say I don't talk, Carson? I got plenty to say. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thanks.
Kayla and her 7-month-old Nell did very well. They got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, friend.
Yes, it was mostly Nell.
Yeah.
All right, these are tough. Kennedy, are you ready?
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage is set to portray NFL icon John Madden in a biopic. Name the Nick Cage movie in which he goes on a mission to steal the Declaration of Independence.
National Treasure.
Tied at 1, yes. Disney's 1991 animated classic Beauty and the Beast tops the list of musical movies with the best songs. It's followed by The Lion King and Mary Poppins. In The Lion King, what is the name of Simba's father?
Mufasa.
Tied at 2.
R.I.P.
Penn Badgley posted a very demure, very mindful video of himself for his final day on the set of You. What is his character's name?
Joe.
Last name, please.
Yeah, I don't know.
Goldberg. Joe Goldberg is what we were looking for. Tied at 2. Question number 3. Ray Gunn, the viral breakdancing Olympian, went on social media to say she's bummed to have received hate online because she worked her butt off. She says she is thankful to have brought some joy into people's lives. Which country was Ray Gunn competing for when she went viral?
Australia.
Yeah, there's some shady stuff going on there about how she got into the Olympics. That's why she should be upset. It sounds like she may have cheated to get there, Kennedy. Tied at 3. Question number 5. The Masked Singer announced theme nights for Barbie, Miley Cyrus, and Footloose on their upcoming 12th season, which premieres September 25th on Fox. Who won the original Masked Singer season, Kennedy? Yes.
Let's Tallahassee go. Payne. Put some respect on his name. Buy you a drink.
It is so strange.
Four he doesn't need auto-tune. He just likes it.
Uh-huh. Yep. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank well you.
Kayla and Nell, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. No change in your pocket going jingling-a-ling this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Kayla from Quincy, Mass., and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
104.1.
617-931-1234. Call in now. We want to know what you're getting into this weekend. You can call or text that number, 617-931-1234. Kennedy, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, today, we always, as always, we go up to Salem, New Hampshire, Transition Medical Weight Loss. We get a little weigh-in, see what's going on, get our food, start the week. And then tomorrow, we will be at Furlong's Candies, and then we'll in Norwood, and we will be there from 2 to 4, and we will be having an ice cream Karen social, raising money for the Boston Bear Club Cubs, and I hope that you will be there to hang out.
You don't say.
I don't say.
That sounds like something I would be interested in.
Well, I hope that you will join me as well, Daniel.
I think I will.
Alrighty then.
Daniel, the address is 23 Cottage Street, Norwood, Mass. Throw it into your GPS tracker right now so you know how to get there.
Perfect. I'll be there.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
tomorrow
I went by yesterday. It is such a great place. There's a nice parking lot there. There's parking on the street if need be. There's little tables outside you can sit at. It's going to be a vibe.
Let's get Emily. Emily's not going to be able to make it to the Ice Cream Karen social tomorrow, but she has a really good reason for it, Kennedy. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Tell everybody where you're headed.
I'm going to Disney World.
Oh, hey. That sounds amazing. How exciting for you.
Who all's going with you?
So, actually, I talked to you guys a couple months ago about how my daughter met her younger brother, and he has a different mother and everything. Mm-hmm. They're coming with us, and my three kids, my husband, my bonus brother, his mom, and then we're meeting the grandfather down there. So it's going to be a big party there.
So we are having a whole family, new family reunion.
Exactly.
Oh, honey, I love this so much. What a wonderful thing.
Yeah, we're excited. My middle one's the most excited. She's planned the whole trip out from, like, what rides, where we're eating, what we're doing. So
that's going to be a lot of people to wrangle down there. Someone needs to be in charge.
Yeah. Hey, it's 4 kids and 4 adults. We're good numbers here.
Oh, you got one each.
So much fun. I'm so jealous. You're going to get to ride Pirates of the Caribbean. That is my all-time favorite. That is just, man,
I'm
memories.
Most excited about Tiana's Bayou. I'm just going to put that out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's new.
Super early so I can get in the virtual queue.
Oh, are we rope dropping?
Got this.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Are we rope dropping? Is that what's happening?
What is rope dropping?
Oh, hell no.
It's when you get there first thing, and as soon as the rope drops, you run to the first.
Oh.
What, you
oh,
call,
no.
You
my
act
kids
like you've been to Disney.
Warning people, so I'm not doing that.
Mister, I've been dropping. To Disney 100 times.
Well, Kennedy is a Disney pro from TikTok.
Yes, I won't ever go there, but I know what's what.
All right, thank you. We appreciate
thank you.
That.
Have fun.
Have a great time.
Thank you.
We have Rebecca, and Rebecca also not going to be able to make it to Furlong's Candies tomorrow. Uh-huh. Or wait, maybe she is going to make it. It just depends. She's going to be working as an unpaid Uber driver.
That is correct.
For
that
your son? Tell everybody what you do for your son.
So my 12-year-old he's a busybody, and this summer, after he got home from camp, he wanted to make some money, so he decided that he was going to start his own landscaping business. So currently, he's been driving his, now don't tell the cop, but he's been driving his go-kart around town. We live in Chelmsford, and he pulls a little trailer that he kind of created with his lawnmower, and he goes to people's homes, and he knocks on their doors and asks if he can mow their lawn or pull weeds or
we love the hustle
in the fall.
Let's go.
It's incredible. It's awesome. Like, I love it because it gives him something to do. But he did find a trailer that's big enough for my car to pull, so I will probably be pulling his trailer to different shops, which is fine. I'm okay with that. As long as he's keeping himself busy and not on his phone, it makes me
Rebecca,
happy.
Rebecca, what is your son's name? What is this? What is
his name
future
is Bryson.
Entrepreneur? Bryson.
Bryson, yes. Bryson Killian. And well, he's going to go far.
Bryson, we'd love to teach you about what a tax write-off is, and that's donating to a cause.
Yes.
So if you wanted to take any of that hard-earned landscaping money, I realize you might not be able to make it to the event, but we have a QR code that's up right now at mix1041.com and on all of our social medias. You can do that if you'd like.
We definitely will. His dad, who passed away a couple years ago, was a big... He was a coach in Boston for years and a teacher, and sports was his passion, and we try to do anything we can for all kids.
Aww,
that,
sorry to hear that, love.
That, yeah. But you know what? We keep his legacy going, and so we will try to make it. And if not, we will definitely donate for sure.
Sounds like he'd be real proud of his son.
Yeah,
for
that
sure.
Was mm-hmm. super
yep.
cool.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. We appreciate that. So, again, 617-931-1234, 617-931-1234. We'd love for you to call or text us. Tell us what you're getting into over the weekend. We're going to talk to Corey from Medford, Kennedy. Guess what he's going to be doing?
I know exactly what he'll be doing because he is our number one OG supporter of everything.
Ride or die, A1 from day one.
The only thing we're going to need to find out is if he's going to be doing it in a Star Trek uniform or not.
One scoop or two.
Right, exactly. All right, again, 617-931-1234. We'll do that coming up next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
617-931-1234. You can call or text. We want to find out what you are getting into this weekend and why you are going to be or not going to be at our Ice Cream Karen social tomorrow, 2 to 4. Furlong's Candies and Ice Cream. 50% of the proceeds from all their ice cream sales is going to go to the Boston Bear Cubs organization. It's an adaptive ice hockey program. You can find them at bostonbearcubs.org. Keep an eye on our socials. If you can't make it there, we'll have a QR code where you can donate. We have our good friend Corey from Medford. I know you're going to be at the ice cream social. The question is, are you wearing a Star Trek uniform when you come?
Well, how's this? If the stuff that I plan to get today for a shirt I'm going to wear tomorrow doesn't arrive, I'll wear a Starfleet uniform.
Oh, well, okay. I can't wait to see what you have planned, sir.
Notice he said Starfleet uniform, not Star Trek uniform,
but
Carson.
That's, yeah.
Well, he knows the proper verbiage.
He does. I'm an idiot.
Casual.
And what is this Star? Are you doing a Star Trek thing this weekend?
Yes, actually, this Sunday, we're going to be over at the Pope John Paul Park, the Hallett Street entrance. We'll be doing our annual kite flying day. We've been doing this for about 15 years now.
I love that. Y'all just have good time.
So you guys just dress up as Star Trek characters and fly kites?
Well, no, it's going to be a little warm for that, I'm hoping. But it's a good day to hang out, fly some kites, eat some snacks, and chat with friends.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you so much.
Well, we will see you tomorrow, 2 to 4, okay, Corey?
All right, see you guys there.
All right, talk to you later. Let's talk to Kaylee, who is going on vacation, I believe, but I think she might want to come see come to the Ice Cream Karen Social tomorrow. Is that right, Kaylee?
Yes, I'm going on vacation, but we're doing like a little staycation, so I definitely want to take my time tomorrow and come over to the social. If I can't, I absolutely will donate. It broke my heart when I saw that Danny got his ice cream stand shut down. So I will do anything that I can to support this.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate it so very much.
Come down and see us.
Yeah.
23 Cottage Street is the address. 23 Cottage Street.
Yes.
23 Cottage Street. 23 Cottage Street. That's in Norwood.
Everybody I got the got go that? Ahead. The you Nancy from Furlong said I can be behind the counter. Scoop
Let's
Daddy.
Go. Oh, really?
Now, Scoop Daddy returns.
No, she said you could make a scoop.
Oh, a scoop.
Yeah, but once she sees my form, she's going to be like, you're a natural.
If you start mucking up the works, I'm kicking you out.
We're a well-oiled machine, Ken. Look at these
They
forearms.
Are a well-oiled
These are scooper
machine.
Forearms.
Thank you, Kaylee. We appreciate that. Enjoy your staycation. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow. Do you have your own scoop, Dan, or are you you just going to use
it? Yes, I will bring the golden scoop.
I know that about you. You're a big ice cream scoop guy.
Oh, my God.
Everybody knows that about me.
Everybody knows that about you.
Ashley has a big bachelorette party tomorrow. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, congratulations. When is the when's the big day?
It is October 5th.
Okay.
Where are you guys? What's the party happening? What's going on? What's the sitch?
So actually, it's a big surprise. All I know is that I have to be there at 11:30 sharp, and we potentially could be out till 11 p.m. because we're old and we can't spend all night partying.
I respect that.
Did they give you any ideas of what to wear for this occasion?
One of my friends texted me, "Do you like Taylor Swift?" And I'm assuming there's a Taylor Swift theme somewhere. And I was told to wear comfy shoes and jeans.
You have the best girlfriends ever.
That is
amazing.
To London. You are flying to London and you're going to Wembley to see Taylor Swift. Your friends are amazing. You have the best friends ever.
If that is what's happening, I'm going to literally die.
That would make it difficult for you to get home by 11, but you do you.
I love that you set low expectations, Carson. You set the bar for her friends. Everything else, not she's gonna be like, this is good, I guess.
Well,
so she's gonna call us on Monday and say, "Well, it was trivia night, but it's fine."
Right. Well, Ashley, Lana and I were married on October 6th. Fall weddings are the best. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to you. We wish you all the best. Okay, what's your fiance's
name? Thank you guys so much. Enjoy the ice cream social, and you guys are amazing.
Oh, thanks, Ashley. All right, I guess someone
have a great one.
Bye. All right.
No problem. All right. So, again, just want to remind you, tomorrow from 2 to 4, the Ice Cream Karen Social will be at 23 Cottage Street. That is Furlong's Candies and Ice Cream. 50% of the proceeds of the ice cream sales during those 2 hours will go to the Boston Bear Cubs. And we'd love to have you come by, support. We're hoping some of the folks from the Bear Cubs are going to get a chance to come by. You just want to come by and hang out and be a part of this. It's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful afternoon tomorrow, Kennedy.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited. I went by Furlong's yesterday. It's such a beautiful space that they're in. You know, come by for the ice cream, stick around to go check out their handmade candies. And I mean handmade. I watched them make them myself.
Willy Wonka.
You can come in there and get yourself some gifts and things of that nature while you're there. Just, you know, commune with your neighbors, make some new friends,
and they're
do
doing
something good.
They're doing a special ice cream, right? Like in tribute to
Danny?
They're
going to do a little sundae, just a little couple of scoops of chocolate and some gummy bears on top because they are the Boston Bear Cubs.
Very cool. Thank you, Kennedy.
You bet.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Let's get to it. Can't be Kennedy. And it is Redemption Week for Campy Kennedy.
Redemption Week.
We bring back the five most recent competitors who have defeated Kennedy, giving Kennedy a shot at redemption. Done pretty well this week, Kennedy. You've done pretty well this week.
I try.
Yep, you do. You try very hard, and I appreciate that.
But you haven't faced off against an entire family.
You know, I
no,
haven't.
You
this
have
is
not.
This is relatively
overwhelming.
A little much.
And it's nice to have everybody in studio. So Emily is going to be playing. Good morning, Emily.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good. And you also brought your husband, Nick, and your daughters, Ava and Abigail.
Sure did.
Got the whole crew. Is everybody just got to lock eyes now with Kennedy? Just look her right in her soul.
They did a haka before this game started.
Oh my gosh, I just got the face over here. Yes, no, girl. Let him know.
Did you see Ava when she took the picture with her sister just a minute ago? She just gave this look. I was like, I don't want to mess with her.
Nope, fearsome. That's for sure. I'm here for it, though.
All right, will you all kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck, guys.
Good luck.
Five trivia questions are all pop culture. You know that. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. What was the score when you beat Kennedy before, Emily?
It was 5-4.
Oh, it was a good one. All right. You can see now she's over in that soundproof studio, right? Verify that we don't lie about that. She can't hear anything that is happening. If you want to wave at her, make silly faces, she loves that.
Oh, not that finger, Abigail.
All right. Question number one. Kentucky Fried Chicken has just added two new deals for $5 to their Taste of KFC menu. What has been KFC's slogan since the 50s?
Finger looking good.
Did you catch a cheat sheet yesterday afternoon?
We did, yeah.
Yeah, well played.
Smart competitor.
Dan Smyers from Dan and Shay, turning 37 today. Who features on this Dan and Shay song? Take a listen. That's been 10,000. Name the artist.
It's Justin Bieber.
It is. Question number three. Billy Crystal is starring in a psychological thriller series called Before on Apple TV. In 1987, Billy starred with Meg Ryan in one of the most famous romantic comedies of all time. Name the movie.
When Harry Met Sally.
Question number four. Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars just released a song called Die With a Smile. In which state was Bruno Mars born and raised?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
A little trepidation.
Conversation, yep.
California.
All right. And question number five. Demi Lovato says that she won't let her children follow her career path as a child star. She wants her kids to have a normal childhood instead. Name the Disney movie starring Demi and the Joe Bros that led to her explosion in popularity. Nick should definitely know this one.
Yeah, I feel like Disney should be our wheelhouse. We're going to go Princess Switch.
Okay. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
How you thinking you did, Emily?
You know, good showing for me. Probably not a five.
Well, you are correct, but you did get 3 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done, guys.
Yeah. These are tough, Kennedy.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Kentucky Fried Chicken has just added 2 new deals for $5 to their Taste of KFC menu. What has been KFC's slogan since the 50s?
Finger licking good.
When's the last time you had KFC? It's been a minute for me.
This year I've had it. They make those delicious bowls that have mashed potatoes.
The famous bowls.
And chicken in them. And you can put like corn on top. It's like all the things you like in a bowl.
There's a KFC right by my house in Woburn, and I'm not comfortable saying the last time I went there.
I got the KFC Taco Bell combo, yo. You can get a little of both.
Barrett had it for the first time probably about a year ago, and he was like, what is this deliciousness, and why have you been hiding it from
me? There is something in it that makes you crave it fortnightly.
Tie to one. Question number two. Dan Smyers from Dan and Shay turns 37 today. Who features on this Dan and Shay song? Take a listen.
I spent 10,000 hours and 10,000 more. Oh, if that's what it takes to learn that sweetheart of yours.
Is it Bieber?
It is the Biebs. That is correct. Tied at 2. Question number three. Billy Crystal is starring in a psychological thriller series called Before. It's on Apple TV. Now, in 1987, he starred with Meg Ryan in one of the most famous rom-coms of all time. Name the movie.
When Harry Met Sally.
Tied at 3. Question number 4. Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars just released their song called Die With a Smile. In which state was Bruno Mars born and raised?
Hawaii.
He is from Hawaii, not from California. 4-3. Question number 5. Demi Lovato says she won't let her kids follow her career path as a child star. She wants her kids to have a normal childhood. Name the Disney movie starring Demi and the Joe Bros that led to her explosion in popularity.
Camp Rock.
Look at you, Kennedy.
Wow.
Camp Rock, let's go. 5 out of 5. Nice work.
She's a wrecking ball.
Yeah. It's tough for Redemption Week, man. She really dials in for Redemption Week. It makes it really, really tough. Well, Kennedy gets the win. Emily, I'm sorry, for Redemption Week. You're not going into the rafters this time around. But we do appreciate you and Nick and Ava and Abigail all coming in to hang out with us.
We do.
And for listening to the show, seriously, we really appreciate you guys listening to the show.
It means a lot to us. Thank you.
You guys are the best.
All right, you know the deal. You have something you want to say to Kennedy?
I do. I'm Emily from Marblehead, and I can't beat Kennedy.
This time.
This time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
We are streaming on the Odyssey app, and just quickly want to remind you, if you're a teacher, we want to help clear the list. Drop us an email, morningshow@mix1041.com. That is morningshow@mix1041.com. We're going to start clearing the list on Monday, Kennedy.
That is correct. We're going to talk to some teachers, and then the list will also be put up on our website that day, and that will be an ongoing fluid thing. So as I receive them, I'll put them in. It'll be a long list by city, so that if you wanted to support a teacher in your community, you have the ability to do so. And
Yeah, we've got a lot of them. Got a lot.
So send us your wish list right now, morningshow@mix1041.com. Tell us a little bit about your story, your teaching journey, you know, how long you've been teaching, what your class is all about. We love to hear these stories. And then we're going to have teachers share their stories on the air next week, and we'll be sharing their wish list. Again, email us, morningshow@mix1041.com. Equitable is supporting local teachers by providing personalized financial guidance. If you're ready to start building financial independence, let's plan how. Equitable Holdings, Inc., New York, New York. That email address, again, is morningshow@mix1041.com. Let's get to Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
And now, it's time for Kennedy's Impossible Parody. You have chosen the subject, and we gave Kennedy 10 minutes to write, sing, and produce a song. Here it is, Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
I had several people email me about this idea this week, so I'm going to take credit for it, Kennedy.
That tracks.
It's our Ice Cream Karen Social. It is happening tomorrow. We are going to be at Furlong's Candies and Ice Cream. So, Kennedy, I wanted you to work your magic and make a parody about our Ice Cream Karen Social.
Yeah. So, basically, what I did was I took Pink's Get the Party Started.
Okay.
And I wrote a song called Ice Cream Karen Social. We're coming out to the ice cream Karen social, baby. We are getting started Saturday afternoon. Hope that you'll come out. We're gonna shoot for the moon. Please send out this message to all of your friends. We are raising money thanks to Ice Cream Karen. Getting lots of cash for the Boston Bear Cubs. Let's turn Furlong's Candies into a club. We're coming out to the Ice Cream Karen Social, baby. We're coming out to the Ice Cream Karen Social, baby. Come out 2 to 4 at 23 Cottage Street. Bring all of your cash and take home something real sweet. Hockey moms, we need you to bring all of your teams. Teach them all that kindness is the best kind to win. Get the fam together, pack them all in the car. You are all amazing, number one superstars. We're coming out to the Ice Cream Karen Social, baby. We're coming out to the Ice Cream Karen Social, baby.
Phenomenal.
Let's turn Furlongs into a club. That was my favorite line.
It had all of my favorite things. Pink, Kennedy, ice cream.
Respectfully in the club, of course. With the good people waiting nicely in line, yes.
Yes, of course. So, if you didn't catch that, again, we're going to be at Furlong's Candies and Ice Cream. It is 23 Cottage Street in Norwood, Mass. Tomorrow from 2 to 4, you come by, support, maybe you donate a little bit of money, you get some delicious ice cream. If you had not heard the story, Danny's 12 years old, he's from Norwood. He wanted his summer job, and his mom, Nancy, said, well, you know, you're a little bit young, but maybe we can do something here at the house, like a lemonade stand, but they make ice cream all the time, so they made an ice cream stand, and they did that. They raised some money. And Danny's older brother plays for the Boston Bear Cubs, and so he donated half of his monies to them, and he got to keep the other $66. And then they got a letter from the health department that said, hey, you can't do this. Somebody complained.
Narks.
And so we decided to do something about it and to help out as much as we could, and that's really because of you. We know that if we ask you to help, you're going to step up big time. So we created the Ice Cream Karen Social, and we're going to be at Furlong's Candies tomorrow from 2 to 4, and 50% of the proceeds from their ice cream sales are going to go to the Boston Bear Cubs, which is an awesome adaptive youth hockey program. If you've not heard about this team, and maybe you have a kid that wanted to play hockey, and you should look them up, not just to donate money, to maybe get involved with the team as well. So that's awesome, Kennedy. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're the GOAT.
Hope to see you all out there on Saturday.
If you have an idea for Kennedy's Impossible Parody, do not text it in. Please email it to me, Carson@mix1041.com. K-A-R-S-O-N. That's Carson@mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Time to play Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning from the Mix 104.1 studios to intern Mac.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Oh, do you hear that in her voice, Mac?
It's animosity flowing throughout the room right now.
All right, you guys create whatever you need to create.
Kennedy is focused.
This is just confidence, and I'm sorry that you are threatened by
Mac, she fears you. Every leader of the pride fears the young lion that comes to take their place.
That's all I'm saying.
So intern Mac is finishing up his internship today. Heading back to Occidental College, where you're a rising sophomore, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so 19 years old. The world is your oyster, Mac. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck, buddy.
Oh, that's awesome.
When producer Dan was off on vacation, intern Mac was writing the questions, and for some reason he felt it necessary to protect our boss Sal's money. He didn't want anybody to win. He was crushing souls left and right. So now the proverbial trivial shoe is on the other foot. Mac, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
As you can see, Kennedy is now in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, and I'm giving you an A+.
Wonderful.
If Kennedy wins, you're getting an F. No pressure. Question number one. A list of 10 actors who went from being the next big thing to fizzling out include Taylor Lautner, Shailene Woodley, and Brandon Routh. Which role brought Taylor Lautner to fame?
I do not know.
Oh, buddy, that was the easy one.
Yeah, I know. That was bad. I mean,
Question number two. Post Malone's new album dropped at midnight, and it is his first foray into country music. What is the album called?
I don't know this one either. This is
We were talking about it this morning. I might have been
out of it. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I have a very specific concentration of knowledge with pop culture, and
well,
this has just fallen out of it.
Let's see if it's Madonna, because she turned 66 today. Which of her songs is back on the charts because it was just used in the climax of Deadpool and Wolverine?
Oh, God, the only one I know is the Christmas song of hers.
What?
This is, I'm trying to give it the old college tryout here.
Yeah, I hear you. All right,
Madonna
question
songs.
Number four. The lead singer of the Go-Go's also celebrating a birthday today. She went solo from the group and had this number one hit. Take a listen to the song and then name her. Take a listen. Oh, that perplexed look on your face right now is just radio gold. Name the artist. Name her name.
I have nothing for you. This is...
And question number five. The Office star Steve Carell is a local guy who even owns a general store in which Massachusetts town?
So, I think he's from Newton, actually. So, I'm going to say Newton.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Oh. Kennedy! How do you think you did, ma'am?
The chickens have come home to roost. Anyone who got their soul crushed by my questions, this is my comeuppance. Please enjoy it.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Oh, what happened?
Intern Mac got 0 out of 5.
You know what we call that?
Suits.
Have you learned nothing?
That right. Suits is a 1 out of 5. This is what we call a mel.
0 out of 5. Now that's a Mac.
Yeah, this is
Did we just change the name?
This is a new level of cataclysmic failure.
It's no longer called a Mel. It's now called a Mac. All right, Kennedy. These are tough. Are you ready?
Sure.
Intern Mac playing against Kennedy on his last day of his internship. A list of 10 actors who went from being the next big thing to fizzling out includes Taylor Lautner, Shailene Woodley, and Brandon Routh. Which role brought Taylor Lautner to fame?
Jacob in the Twilight movie.
That is correct. Jacob in Twilight. 1-0. Post Malone's new album dropped at midnight, and it's his first foray into country music. Name the album.
F1 Trillion.
2-0.
Buddy, we have mentioned it 10 times this week.
We've mentioned it a trillion times.
I mean, this was a mental lapse playing out in real time.
The lights come on, man.
It's hard, right?
Madonna turned 66 today. Which of her songs is back on the charts because it was just used in the climax of Deadpool and Wolverine?
Like a Prayer.
3-0. Stop, Kennedy. He's already dead.
Question number four. here comes the body blow. The lead singer, the Go-Go's, also turned 66 today. She went solo from the group and had this number one hit. Name the artist.
Her name is Belinda Carlisle.
Belinda Carlisle.
Your homework for today is to go listen to some Go-Go's music.
I mean, that song is great, so I'll listen to that on the drive home.
We could have gave him 1,000 guesses and he would not have said Belinda Carlisle.
4-0. Question number five. The Office star Steve Carell is a local guy, who even owns a general store in which Massachusetts town?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Concord?
No, incorrect. Marsh Vegas, baby. Marsh all Vegas. About
ha,
Marsh.
Gonna get all of them. Gonna get all of them, Kennedy. Now, could you,
sweetie? If that makes you feel better, then you say whatever it is that you need to say.
The unfortunate,
because I know my worth, and you can't hurt me. But you do whatever you need to do.
The unfortunate thing for me was that none of the questions were about pro wrestling, video games, or anime or sports. So I was just out of the fish out of water.
All of the Mix 104.1 key demographics. Pro wrestling.
And Japanese cartoons.
A text from the 617. There's something magical about mentally prepping for Can't Be Kennedy. Thinking big money, no max. Big money, no max.
Oh my God, amazing. Done and done.
Oh my gosh. Well, there it is. Intern Mac on his last day of his internship gets 0 out of 5. And we are now officially renaming 0 out of 5 from a Mel to a Mac. Mel, you are off the hook after 15 years. That is spectacular.
You made your mark, kid.
Let's go.
You did.
Immortalized.
You did. And I'm sorry to have to give you an F for your internship.
That's fine.
I'm back in college. Intern Mac, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Mac from Chestnut Hill, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Not even a little bit.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.